Signal check. GPA, signal check.
GPA from N4ZLK. Good morning.
Good morning. Make sure I was getting out. Kenwood, I got it on mobile. It turns anytime it gets below 30s. It turns wants to start acting up when I turn it on. It's acting all kind of crazy. I'm thinking I'll just turn this in this thing in on warranty.
Sounds good. Must be not as cold as it has been. My name is Shane. I believe I talked to you on Simplex the other day, sometime last week. I was headed from Piedmont towards Easley.
Yeah, I like to see if I can catch people on Simplex from time to time like that. Yeah, this radio, anytime, it's like pretty much anytime it gets below, or right around freezing or lower, it turns wants to, I got to turn it on in the morning, it'll learn. One side will be scanning like crazy, the other side won't do anything, and you can't switch back forward. This morning, I guess if you get down to the low 20s, it turned, all you could do was turn it on and off first, that turn disconnected, laid on top of the defroster to get it there and start working.
I've had other electronics do things like that when it's cold. I haven't had an issue with this radio. I've got a Yaesu 2900. I've had it in, this is the second truck it's been in. Oh, goodness. I'm going to say maybe 10 years. It could be longer than that. I don't know when they first came out. I know I've had it for a long time. So long, in fact, my microphone cord, the rubber around the wires is splitting and cracking. I need to replace that, but it seems to work all right on it.
I've heard with the ASUs, their mic cables can kind of fray around the end.
Another thing too, on the microphone, the memory up and down buttons, one of them will work and the other one seems to go to different menu settings. I rarely use it. Just one of those things. I like the Kenwood microphone. It feels a lot more solid in the hand than the Yaesu does, but I like the Yaesu radio. I like the features and I like the larger screen on this. I can see it better.
I've only had this radio a couple months. I'm thinking about warranting it. See if they can, because it's supposed to be rated down to like -4. I'd hate to see what it would do with that low of a temperature.
I'd probably send it back to see if they could either fix it or replace it, because it shouldn't be acting up like that already.
Down about 35 degrees. That was the first time I noticed it. You know, anything a little bit above that, it won't do it, but anything below it, it will. They kind of get aggravating, but yeah, I'm going to. I hate being without the radio for that long. I might end up so I can't find me some little cheapo something to hold me over. I'm sure that won't be a quick process warranting it.
Had to send one back like that. And of course, I don't have a lot of radios. I've had the same ones for several years. Anyway, tell me your name again. I'm Shane. I hear you on a lot. I have a radio in my work truck, but I realize that I can't talk as much as I would like to, just because I'm constantly stopping and going and changing gears. It's harder to carry on a conversation.
My name's Jimmy, KO4GPA.
Yeah, good to hear you again. Are you on the way to work this morning?
Parking lot. I like to get to work early and sit out here and relax a little bit. This morning I'm making a little money. I'm selling some little bit extra ammo I had. Selling it to a guy.
You confused with someone else, but are you the one that has the archery store in Anderson?
Yes, I'll tell you his call sign. That is Lewis. He's a KO4FWX. He's Alaska 4 Foxtrot Whiskey X-Ray.
I'm sorry, what do you do?
I'm over here in Belton right now. That's where I work at ABB.
We lived in Williamston for about 8 years back in the 90s. Made it down to Belton a couple times, but worked up in Greenville, so rarely ever went that way.
I think I live over in Piedmont. We used to go to church over in Williamson. Hold on just a second, let me give this guy this stuff.
LK Mobile.
Hey, W4, never give up.
Bill, how are you today?
A little bit. bit cool, but this truck will get me warm quickly.
Yeah, excuse me. Mine takes a little longer to warm up. It's a diesel engine. But boy, once it does warm up, I have to turn it way down, turn the heat way down, because it'll heat you right out of it.
Good job. Well, I heard you've been hobnobbing around with the wrong crowd.
The same thing from him, but I told him I didn't talk to you very often. I just knew who you were.
It's nothing like having a friend stand behind you.
Came in on a piece of paper and phone number here in the console, and I thought if I got a chance and I heard you, I'd mention something.
I have lunch or just meet somewhere?
Let's see, I was eating with my mother and her husband. I just introduced her to my new granddaughter and her great-granddaughter, who's 2-3 weeks old at the time, over in Travelers Rest, where my son and his wife live, and we went to a True Broth to eat. And I saw him standing in line. He had an NGU mask on, so I started talking to him, and sure enough, he knew who you were.
And he had set up. Y'all just ran into each other.
Yeah, we did. I'd never met him before. I just happened to see him. And of course, he knew Connor, my son-in-law. And I forgot to ask him about my youngest son. He and his wife were graduating there in December. It is December, on the 11th. Seth and Nadine Mabbitt, I don't know if you know them, but they're in the outdoor leadership program.
I'm sorry to say, I don't get to know as many of the students as I'd like in my role. But that's good. Well, I hope they can find jobs.
He'd been hired on as a teacher starting in January up at a small school up near Saluda. And he is interviewing with a company right now that is... They're excited about his leadership training. How about that? It's not in the field, but both of them, that's some good training there, regardless of, you know, it's outdoor leadership, but they get a lot of good leadership training in that program.
This is a hot button in the grant world and many other worlds of education now. Leadership, leadership. Guess we need more leaders, Shane. Even all the way up.
That's the truth. It's a skill that's not taught anymore. Well, maybe it is somewhere, but it's a skill that's not seen, and it seems like the people that jump on trying to be a leader are the ones that shouldn't be there.
There's been too much focus in some areas. College kids are actually taking... what's the name of that course? Something to do with a synonym for lifing. Adulting. Because they don't know how to open a checking account or, you know, just common sense stuff that you and I were doing as we went through school. But I think they need a whole new class in every university for stuff like that.
We need to sit down with the parents and start having some parenting classes, too. My goodness. I've been at where I work for almost 30 years now, and I was talking to one of the managers that runs the morning operation, and he was just shaking his head. He goes, first of all, we can't find people that will work, and secondly, we have to take them out to breakfast if we have something we need to talk to them about, because if we try to talk to them on the job, they'll either start crying or they'll quit right there and leave.
Oh, it's pathetic. I was talking to a mom that her son spent, I guess, 4 years or so in the military and special ops stuff in countries I guess we don't talk about, and he's killed a number of people in the line of duty. And didn't know how to get a loan on his truck, so she had to go with him to the bank.
Yeah, in fact, that sounds like my son. He's a medic in infantry medic, 101st Airborne. He's about the same way. You can't teach him to do nothing, but he can work on somebody.
Yeah, I appreciate you and your son's service there. One of the mechanics told me a few weeks ago. One of our workers called in and said his battery was dead. He said his truck wouldn't start. So they got to asking him questions, and turns out they found out he left his lights on while he was eating lunch. And he said, "Yeah, I always do that." And they said, "Well, you ran your battery down. You got to get it jumped off." And he goes, "What do you mean I ran my battery down? What's that?"
Who is to blame for that? Is that parents, or is that a common sense issue with the individual? Who do we pin that? Who do we give the gold star to?
Like my son, it takes a lot to get stuff through his head. My brother-in-law's mechanic for Nissan, or used to be, and he said he could not count how many cars have came in, with 15,000 miles of engines have locked up because they've never even looked at the oil. Brand new cars.
It starts in the home, but goodness, I don't know. I know the guy's got a phone that has a battery, has to charge. You would think it would become common sense, but if you've never been even shown anything like that, boy, I had my kids, my daughters, two boys and two girls, and they all learned to change the oil, change the tire. One of my daughters changed out her, one of the gaskets, the valve cover gaskets. So I just said, "This is where it is, and look at how you need to do it." And she was 18 at the time, and I tried to make sure they knew how to do stuff.
KN4BWA. Hey, Steve. Well, I'm just worried about, where we're going to be in the future with nobody that can work with their hands. And the guy that just signed on knows mechanical stuff. He's teaching me quite a bit. But my wife and I were in a jewelry store last week, and this guy's third generation. And when you want a certain kind of thing, he sketches it on paper, then he puts it on their equivalent of an AutoCAD, and then he renders it in plastic on a 3D printer and puts your stones in it and says, "If this is what you want, we'll make the real thing." It's just super impressive. Guy's just got all kind of skill. I said, "Who's going to do this in the future?" He said, "Nobody. There ain't no fourth generation, and there's nobody else out there."
Well, would you guys mind an opinion? When Phil, you and I went to school, there was automotive class, and there was shop class, and there was all kinds of folks that get out and do things. You learn by your own self-initiative because you wanted to know. Well, today, parents rely on the education system, and the education system is too busy teaching I'm okay, you're okay, and that they're just teaching social skills, which really, hey, you should have learned that by the time you got into junior high school, how to get along with somebody. But the schools are not teaching anything anymore.
And 4ZLK, Shane, we talked a few times, and make sure I got it. But you're right. You're right. We figured that out early on. A lot of we didn't want to be the parents that relied on the church to teach our kids about religion, and we didn't want the schools to be the ones that taught them about life. So we were going to make sure that we were always involved. Go ahead, Jimmy.
That's it, parents. Don't teach the kids anything anymore. And I had a lot of shortcomings in mind. A lot of stuff I realized as I got older I should have taught them, but they always did the best they could and never really tried to rely on anybody else to do it for us. The people now are just, they're getting dumb, real dumb.
Something they know how to do, and that's text. And my daughter, and I love her, but she sends out thousands of texts every month. In a month, there is no telling. She texts all day long. If she's watching a movie with us, she's sitting there texting.
My wife and my daughter, they'll end and they want to argue with each other and then get me in the middle of it and through text. And it's like, the argument started because one of them read an attitude wrong in the way they sent a text. And it's just like, you can't communicate. There's a lot of things that come through when you're actually speaking to somebody there come through different if you just read it. And it's, I've had so many arguments get started because if somebody just texted something and it came across wrong to the other one.
Tell you what, guys. You're right. That's one more skill that is being lost, and that is personal communication. And you're right. A text, you can't tell what a person's actually saying. So, well, let me get you something else. I got that radio put in the Saturn, and I'm on my way into a doctor's appointment this morning. And just as soon as we finish up here, I'm going to shift over to HF and see what I can do. I put that ATOS on the back of the Saturn. It just worked out just perfect. So, I'm going to be doing 40 down to 440 in my Saturn. And last night when I got it finished up, I just keyed up and I picked up a guy in California.
It's going to work out good for you. Well, before we leave that topic, let me mention that in a recent survey, millennials had rather go to the dentist than to walk in a bank and ask for a loan. Now, you figure that one out.
Say it, but let me tell you something. In a lot of cases, I know several school teachers, and school teachers get so frustrated with the kids because of the parents. Because the parents, the kids use the mommy and the daddy as an excuse, and they've learned to work the parents to get them to do for them instead of them figuring it out and getting out there and getting it done. And that's the rest of that story, and I'm going to get out of y'all's way. Y'all have fun this morning. KN4VWA, y'all carry on.
And you're right about all of that. I agree. N4 ZLK.
I got one for you. My aunt, my niece got all the way through, I forget what college it was over there on the other side of Anderson over there. And she got all the way through college with her mother doing all of her work for her.
Jimmy. Well, I got another one for you, and I'm not going to attach any details to it, but there was a school in Spartanburg County that had had a suicide in the school. And a teacher, about a week later, was walking behind a student working on his computer, and he was looking at, there's some kind of meme now about death, some site you can go on and some avatar that, you know, it was very troubling, and she called his mom just to see, you know, can we help this kid, and the mom cussed him out and said, leave my son alone.
There's some issues. I wouldn't want to be a teacher for sure because I don't know if I've had the patience.
Off that subject. But it's just anyway, I'm sure our generation had issues coming along, but it just seems like it's a different world now.
I'm going to step off here and get into work. It's good talking with y'all this morning. So be clear.
See you, Jimmy.
See you. Have a great day. N4ZLK. Phil? Yeah, we're dealing with some issues, family issues, familial issues. Not my family, but extended family that boil down to parenting and, oh my goodness, the consequences are life-lasting for the products of this family, and it's just sad. I go from anger to sadness to all kinds of emotions. It's been quite a roller coaster.
A different world. Kids don't really date one-on-one much anymore. They go in groups, and when they go in groups, nobody's got any cash, so usually one person throws down a credit card for the restaurant and everybody pays their share to that person through, I think it's Venmo. Vimeo is the video service, but I think it's Venmo. And they text around cash that way, because nobody's got any cash or even knows what it is.
That my son, my youngest son, I was just gonna say, even at school, you know, he and his wife got married before they finished school. You know, we had a long talk with them. They knew it was gonna be difficult, but they did it, and I actually think it was good for them both. I'm not saying that's for everybody, but they got a lot of pushback from some of the people at school there, or just some comments that were made about the fact that they were both working, and you know, they got all their stuff done. They, you know, they never missed anything, never missed any classes, got everything done. They did it, but they were surprised at some of the pushback they got because of the way they chose to do it.
And that was working through school.
All four of my kids worked their way through college.
Carrying a full graduate load, that was kind of stupid in a way, but actually one of them was at the top of Paris Mountain getting paid just to sit there because I had a first-class radio telephone, so it was hard to really count that as a job, but I sure did enjoy it. But my dad was good to me. He said, I'm going to pay every dime. I'm going to supply you with a car. Through undergrad, you better make B's and A's. And after that, it's your baby. And I picked it up from there. And I don't consider myself too terribly warped.
It teaches you time management and money management, too.
Still remember some of the schedules I filled out at the beginning of the semester. This hour I'm going to do so-and-so, and this hour I'm going to study this, and these hours I'm going to be working, and I never kept to the plan.
But as you had a little bit of a plan to make an effort for it. I don't know if we ever keep to everything we plan out. Life does not let us.
Well, how is Big Brown doing these days?
We are blown out, of course. It's that time of year, except that this year we never really, we've kind of been in it all summer because of everybody staying home and ordering online. We've been almost at full capacity, or what we call peak capacity, all summer. But it's actually even worse now. We've actually had to tell some shippers, sorry, we'll take this when we can, but right now we just can't. And FedEx is telling them the same thing. You're shipping too much. There's no way any of us can keep up with it.
Incredible. Well, I heard yesterday, because I trade stock, I keep up with these kind of things, and online is up. The increase this year is 32%. And it's either 48 or 50% or something of the people did 100% of their Christmas shopping or have done it so far online. And man, what a glacial shift. Who would want to be in the retail business as a mom and pop trying to compete with the big box stores anyway? And that's all going online, and they don't have the money to keep their business coming up as one of the top scans when you Google them, and they can't compete on price anyway. So it's just going to change that world as well.
Right. Now, I can't imagine trying to start a small retail business now. I do think there's going to be a tipping point because I think this is the first year I've heard that, you know, FedEx and UPS both are telling customers, sorry, we'll get to this when we get to it. We just can't handle it. We're overwhelmed. They've got seasonal drivers. They have people that drive in their own personal vehicles now. They have an app downloaded, and they come back and get, you know, as many packages as they can put in their car and deliver. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, it's been growing. It's been headed that way, but it's just crazy how much it's gone that way.
About a mile from the intersection of 14 and 11, and they must be some sort of importer of Amazon vans before they go into service. They've always got about four or six of them on a big tractor, I guess, ready to be delivered to the local Amazon place. But man, that business, and I stopped and talked to one of those guys one time, and they don't get much, but it's a pretty good job. But man, they're buying those gray vans like crazy. That's the only way they're keeping up, because like you say, that's really the first I've heard that y'all are turning down stuff or delaying it.
Paid before, you know, in certain areas of the country that get snow, you know, it shuts down, and that, you know, obvious reasons, but this is the first time I remember them actually saying, we can pick it up, but it's going to sit for a day. We just can't, at least a day, we can't do anything with it. And Amazon, I'll tell you what, Amazon has changed the post office. The post office is basically a package delivery service now. In fact, two of the stops I make are to post offices, and I drop off, they call it SurePost. You get a little cheaper shipping rate when you order something. It's usually big department stores that ship this way. We'll take it, we'll pick it up, and we'll take it to the post office, and then they deliver it the next day. And mail delivery trucks are just overwhelmed with the number of boxes. They're making several trips back to their post office just to be able to make the deliveries, and I just don't know how they can even handle all of it.
Send something to someone, I believe it was Wilmington, right before Thanksgiving, and I said, now this needs to be there, there's a deadline on this, and she said, normally it would be no problem, but I'm telling you, we're having problems with that hub up there, apparently a chronic problem, and sure enough, the package didn't arrive it just arrived. So I went online to make a claim. I want my whatever I paid to ship the thing back because it was so far overdue. Well, they investigated and sent me an email back and said, congratulations, we have resolved this issue. Please contact the box was delivered to the wrong place. And please contact your seller to get you another one. And I thought, this is resolution.
That's our post office.
Yes, that's post office.
Happens. I mean, it happens with us too. It's rare. Well, I won't say it's rare. Across the country, it happens a lot every day. And I was even guilty of misdelivering here and there through the years, but we usually know pretty quick with the tracking. They'll even tell us, hey, you misdelivered a package. Sometimes they'll let us know the same day. You need to go back and get it. You know, it would happen once a month or something with me. We had other people that was a lot worse than that. I don't even know if it was once a month. But and then sometimes it gets the wrong label in our building and it gets put on the wrong vehicle. But there's a lot of stuff that gets delivered correctly.
And the best thing ever is that tracking. I love it. Although I've noticed that a lot of the tracking services are a lot less specific. It just says, you know, en route or whatever. It used to tell you exactly where it was, and some of them still do, but a lot of them I've got, it really doesn't tell you anything until it's in your town, and then it says out for delivery.
And we were so used to that tracking, we order something, we expect it a day or two, and we're watching it the whole time. Anyway, we do the best we can, but like I said, we are overwhelmed, and it's only going to get worse between now and Christmas. N4ZLK.
GU. Yep, well, it's good to be in a business, though, that has got so much, you have to delay it. It could be worse.
Well, I understand. I have not lost a day. In fact, I've actually been able to work extra days this whole year, and probably could get all the work I want. But I've been there long enough, and the job I do is probably the easiest one now that is there. I'm enjoying my later years at this company.
Overnight stuff to Charlotte or something, or is that my other buddy in UPS?
For a couple of years, went to Atlanta, went to Greensboro, different routes. came back today's a little over 6 months ago, so I'm just driving around local, making a few deliveries, and then swapping out trailers and making big trailer pickups.
Cool. Do you know a guy named Bowie Tar?
Say that again. The repeater was IDing.
His last name is Bowie Tar.
Doesn't work out of Greenville. Does he work out of Spartanburg?
Yeah, he runs Spartanburg to Charlotte a couple of times a night, and he's done it for years, and he loves it.
To him when I've been up there in Spartanburg, when I was running one of the night runs, I had to stop there and wait on load to take to Greensboro, so I probably know who he is, I just don't know the name.
Yeah. Well, listen, my friend, I'm just about to work this morning, and guys like me and you have to pay everybody else's Social Security, so I guess we better get to it.
I'm almost here, too. Good to talk to you, Phil. Say hello to your friend Jason Ross. Ask him if he's still looking for somebody. He mentioned they were looking for a contact or somebody to operate with the South Carolina State Guard. And I've got his number. I would love to do that. I just don't have the time. But anyway, say hello to him. Hope you have a great day and Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you. W4NGU from N4ZLK.
See you, excuse me. See you, Shane. W4 never give up.
GU, K4, VWA.
He's at work. He just arrived, so. And I'm pulling in the parking lot, too. Good to talk to you this morning. N4ZLK.
Hey, Shane. Good morning. I was wondering if I was going to catch him or not. We've worked on his radios and my radios for mobile usage. And I was just going to brag a little bit this morning. I just talked to a guy in Seguin, Texas, while riding down 176. I'm happy with my rig set up.
I'd like to put something in here. I just don't, maybe I do. I don't spend enough time, but sometimes I feel like I do in my personal vehicle. Anyway, congratulations. It does sound good, so I wish you well. I'll talk to you again. N4ZLK.
Is that okay? You have a good day, bud. Don't just do whatever. Like I tell my kids, do whatever you can. The rest will take care of itself. 73, KN4, VWA. Clear up your final.
Do what you can and do your best. That's all you can do. Talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Go. A little piece of sagebrush philosophy. Life is like a dog sled team. You're either the lead dog or the view don't change.
And yes, I agree with you. Talk to you later. N4ZLK.
KN4VWA, KO4CKK.